Good afternoon. It's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and I'm Andrea Trank from Heaven Lane Healing and Creative Arts. And I've been thinking today and listening to other podcasters and social media influencers, and it's all about what comes up for you during Thanksgiving. So I was thinking about what comes up for me during Thanksgiving. And in fact, despite my stomach issues, it's actually been one of my favorite holidays my whole life. It was one of the few times where I got together with my very large family. There were 10 of us growing up, and then you add in all of our kids, and these celebrations would be 70, 80, 90 people all at my brother's house. Now, I'm not saying there was not tension there, but for some reason, I wasn't aware of it. I just looked at this big, beautiful, large family and all the food and felt so blessed, so grateful. So I guess my saving grace during all of this was being unaware of any of the undercurrents of negativity. And it wasn't until the last years of my mother's life that this all came to a head. And I became very aware of all the family strife going on. And yet it doesn't ruin my memories of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for me was always about racing up the highway to see my mother, whether it took us 9 hours, and we only lived 5 hours away because it was the worst day of the year to travel, far worse than around Christmas time. But I just had this kind of honing device that said, you've got to go home and be with your family. And in these times, my kids did develop relationships with their cousins. And I basically dealt with my stomach issues and was pretty unaware of them for the most part, and just enjoyed being with family. So in the last few years, when I really became aware of the health issues that I had, and I completely overhauled and changed my diet, Thanksgiving has become a little more tricky. And I talked about that yesterday with some of the strategies that I do to deal with the stomach issues coming up during eating foods that don't work with me. But I didn't mention yesterday, and this is probably the biggest factor, I now host the family Thanksgiving, which means I cook the foods that work for me. Now, I do prepare a lot of foods for the other family members that are not quite as enlightened as I am or don't have as much pain as I do when I eat the traditional foods. But what's happened, I've noticed over the last couple of years, is they start to taste my foods and they're like, oh, this isn't so bad after all. And so I've always been about substitution, not deprivation. And that's what I focus in on. I look for substitute ingredients. I still focus on the taste. And that's some of what I teach my clients when I'm health coaching them, that you don't have to deprive yourself to live this way. And eventually you don't miss those things that are not working in your stomach or in your body. You just crave those nutritious foods. So hopefully you're all having or preparing beautiful food, beautiful healthy foods for your Thanksgiving. And if you'd like to comment on this, I'd love to hear your comments. And I'll have one more post tomorrow, which I'll focus on gratitude before the big day. So this is Andrea Trank from Heaven Lane Healing and Creative Arts. Namaste.